Ladies and gentlemen, strike teams are now being deployed to farms in California's Central Valley to ensure that appropriate distancing and worker protection measures are being taken. Looking at this article, the country's most productive farmland happens to now be one of its worst COVID-19 hotspots. Just as the meat packing factories that are the central points of failure in our country's meat process happened to be hotspots around the nation, and that caused millions of livestock to be culled because farmers and ranchers had no place to take their animals. Just as that happened earlier in the year, now that it's harvest season, so too does California's Central Valley happen to be one of our biggest areas of concern, according to Governor Gruesome Newsom. It just happens to be there where 25% of all American food is grown. That's more than half of all fruits, vegetables, and nuts. And mind you, America doesn't just feed itself. We are still feeding and exporting a lot of food to a lot of countries around the world. So when Gruesome Newsom and these advocacy groups target 25% of all of America's food production and start sending in strike teams to ensure that they are shut down and that we don't produce food, ladies and gentlemen, this is what it looks like when you shut down the food supply of a nation, indeed of the world, in the big picture here. Now, this path has been paved over the past few months, as I've covered, by Ontario, where advocates started demanding that they shut down farms. That's literally what they're calling for here in order to protect harvest workers from getting sick. They then started doing mandatory farm worker testing, which of course means mandatory farm worker testing positive, false positives. And so they would go in and shut down the farms without even thinking, what about the food? What about our food production? We're just effectively shutting down farms here because of this coronavirus test results. We're getting a lot of the same things here now in the United States, now that it's starting to be harvest season here. It's not just the Central Valley. Here are more communities in Washington where already earlier in the year, Governor Jay Inslee said, it's too dangerous to go outside. Don't even bother harvesting the apples. Just stay inside, put on your mask. We're not going to worry about food this year. We're going to let it go.
In the summer months, the tiny community of Brewster, Washington, on the shores of the Columbia River, becomes the heart of America's apple industry. Those workers are now at the heart of a massive surge in coronavirus cases that has made Okanagan County one of the hardest hit areas in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what it looks like to shut down the food supply of a nation. That's just on the food, on the crops. The same thing continues to happen, the same advocacy as a backdrop against which to shut down food production. Unions are now suing the USDA over faster chicken plant production speeds. In other words, slow it back down, stop producing food. These unions are suing based on the data that was gathered by this Working at Tyson campaign, which was sponsored by big media companies. So the whole thing is an orchestrated agenda here to shut down food production, and it's working. That's why we're seeing beef prices up 20% this last quarter. Food prices are skyrocketing across the board, double-digit increases for, I mean, it's just wild, for eggs as well. Now, this is what it looks like to take out a country with a big distributed food production and food supply system like the United States. It's easier to do in a place like Beirut, where they have 85% of their grain silos right there next to the port that takes in 60% of the country's imports. So a massive explosion, we've all heard about this by now, that took both of those things out. And putting those numbers, I mean, here it is from S&P Global, putting those numbers right out there. The port handles 60% of all Lebanese imports, meaning they don't have the ability, the capability to even ingest. They can't take in new food, new goods of any sort at this point. They've lost that port. And indeed, those stores, as I said, that's 85% of their cereals that were stored in that facility. Now, fortunately, the food was already distributed because they've been facing economic crisis, or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, they've already been facing economic crisis. So most of that cereal had already been distributed and the food itself wasn't lost. But notwithstanding, the port itself and the ability to store grains are both gone. That's how easily it was done in Beirut. And it's being done in other parts of the Middle East right now as well. That's why they're able to say, yeah, we're going to have catastrophic food shortages ahead because we import 90% of our food and we just lost the port and our stores. It's gone now. Fear of food shortages after Beirut explosion hits our entire grain reserves, leaving the nation, quote, with less than a month's worth of reserves, but enough flour to avoid a crisis, according to the economic minister. Nothing to see here. Nothing's wrong. Don't panic. Like I mentioned, there are other parts in the last 48 hours. The food wars are really going hot in the Middle East, especially. A food warehouse was the site of an initial fire outbreak in Iraq, which actually expanded eventually to cover several food warehouses. It's a huge fire there. Also in Iran, there was a fire at a livestock company, which needless to say will not be turning out as many heads of cattle. So food production, food storage, literally just exploding across the Middle East right now. And there's something going on there, folks. There's a trend, an event to watch. Something is being precipitated when you just deprive instantaneously people of food production and food storage and the ability to import food. Sudan as well, they're already eating their seeds for next year. So this crisis will necessarily worsen, because there won't be any crops. Other parts of the world also are facing, you know, US, we just said, is being attacked by political forces, by the coronavirus agenda. But China as well, as we've been covering, is flooded out completely right now. There are signs, you know, lots of speculation about what happens if the Three Gorges Dam busts. But without even speaking to that, without even exploring that, they are already having huge blows to their production of many crops. Indeed, Forbes here, China food crisis, rising domestic prices, and huge import purchases send a signal. Yes, they're having a food crisis there. Quote, the world's most populous nation will probably not run out of food, but prices are rising and hints of tightening supplies are beginning to appear. Things may get worse before they get better. Above average rainfall and rising floodwaters aren't just threatening the dam. Rain and flooding are already disrupting rice, wheat, and other crop productions in provinces all along the Yangtze River. Last week, also, press reports emerged citing the poor quality of some of their corn inventories, some of which is already years old. This report coincided with two large purchases of corn. Not just large, these purchases of corn from the U.S. are ridiculously large. China accelerating U.S. corn buy. There's a chart here that shows these last three purchases just in July. It's basically one huge purchase. And if you put those bars next to each other to represent that, it is literally off the charts. The size of the amount of corn that China is sucking out of the United States. For some reason, we just let them take all our food because of the trade deal. But the video that I mentioned, here it is, that was cut on social media and made people start questioning the state, wondering if the communists actually have this much corn stored or if it's all going bad. And so in response, they banned devices from entering granaries. No one can even bring your phone in. No pictures of our strategic grain reserves can be taken. That's what's going on. China has to hide the truth about their corn. Of course, they say that that's not representative, that they have plenty of corn. Of course, that's what they say. And then in the U.S., you know, we don't have anything to take pictures of anyway. As I've covered before, there is no strategic grain reserve. We liquidated it for cash. It's now just a cash reserve. And according to Wikipedia itself, it can respond to local food crises somewhere else in the world. We can just give them some cash. Here's some dollars. Help yourself. But we cannot respond to a global food crisis that affects the U.S. itself. And that's where we are. So we have no grain reserves. Beirut is being exploded. China is being flooded out and rotting in the bin, and they're not letting people take pictures. Brazil is also having social distancing. Australia, take a look at this. Australia warns millions of chickens and pigs will be culled as early as next week due to the slaughterhouses being slowed down, just like the US and the UK and parts of Europe. Millions of chickens and pigs will be culled as early as next week. And that's just on the protein side. Here it is on the crops. Same story, right? Australia, without seasonal workers, Australia may face a hungry summer. As Victoria's COVID-19 outbreak spirals out of control, Australia faces another pandemic-related crisis. We are sailing into a food shortage, and few are talking about it. Well, we're talking about it, and it is the plan. And we need to be letting other people know that this is the plan. This is the linchpin by which the powers that should not be are going to force people to acquiesce to all of the agendas, the digital ID, the digital currency, all of it, the social credit score, all of it's going into practice right now. All of it's been built over decades. But now, in this pandemic crisis, they are putting the capstone on the agenda. Anything that hadn't yet been built before because of privacy restrictions or, you know, regulatory structures or health protection. No, all of those are being thrown out, right? We've seen that all the data is now flowing into the central AI. They've announced it. The DoD announced they have your retail purchases flowing into their computers. All of these things are being unveiled right now. That capstone is being placed on top of the pyramid. No meat on the shelves, still from Australia. Supermarkets warning, sorry to digress there. Supermarkets are warning of impending food shortages. Again, it's quite clear what's being broadcast here. And then I already mentioned in the U.S., that the most productive farmland in our nation happens to be a coronavirus hotspot. Right there under Gruesome Newsom, sending in strike teams to shut it down. You see, that's the same story in each of these countries. Shut down the food production, destroy it. And then we'll bring in our transhuman fake food, the insect-based protein. All of these things we've been talking about here at the Ice Age Farmer Channel. Ladies and gentlemen, please, please grow your own food, save your seeds. I was pleased to see Margaret Roach's column in the New York Times even about enjoying your vegetables, but do save some seeds, even if it's, you know, butternut squash that you brought home from the store. There are good seeds in there, organic especially, that you can save and grow yourself and share with your neighbors, because that is the only rational response when you see food production around the world being shut down. This is Food Wars, and you are in it. Welcome to it. Thanks for watching, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go grow abundant food, raise awesome animals, build great things, and spread the word. You can support this broadcast on iceagefarmer.com/support. I have a few different ways of doing so. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. Be well.